At a facility in central Los Angeles, Carmen Rad says she is one of a handful of women who do large-scale printing in the United States, and one of the few who is Hispanic. She was born in Puerto Rico, the Spanish-speaking U.S. territory. Her company, called CR&A Custom, creates some of the oversized banners and posters at nearby Staples Center and the surrounding entertainment district called LA Live. She says her corporate customers are sometimes surprised at first when they meet her.
But they don't usually imagine a Latina woman owning equipment at this scale. So that's an obstacle that I do face.
She says people are impressed by the size of her operation. Rad's company also designs graphics and creates paper cutouts for marketing campaigns. It covered a U.S. government building in San Diego with a printed fabric and framing. Rad has faced difficult times in the 20 years since she founded the company. She began by making jerseys and specialty clothing, but competition from China led her out of clothing and into printing.
Like any small business, you have your peaks and your valleys. So I've done really well, and then I've been very broke.
She says the job of an entrepreneur brings added responsibility, in her case, overseeing a staff of 40 workers.
People think, well, you're the boss, you know, you're going to work less. You'll work more than anyone else in your company because now you're responsible for so many others.
This is one of 3 million Hispanic-owned small businesses in the United States, and the number is growing by the decade, says the chairman of the Latino Coalition, Hector Barreto. The organization recently hosted a panel on Latino women in business.
Those 3 million Hispanic businesses are scheduled to double every 5 years. So 3 million will turn into 12 million Hispanic businesses, not just in California, Texas, and Florida, but all across the United States.
He says many of them are owned by women. And this business owner says she is working in an industry that she could not have envisioned when she started her company. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.